In the April issue of JOM, newly inducted team as President Daron Apelian published the first in a series of articles called Presidential Perspectives. Through these articles, he will engage TMS members in discussion of a variety of issues that are important to the society. Today, JOM talks with Daron Apelian for a few minutes on this new initiative. Why do you think it's important to have this monthly Presidential Perspectives column and a discussion forum for members right now?
I believe it's important for us at TMS to connect with our members and to be connected with our members in every possible way we can. With Web 2.0, with this new modality, we have available to us technologies and means of communications that we never had before. Through podcasts, through blogs, through the JOM perspectives, we will have the opportunity to have the feedback. We will have the opportunity to have a continual networking and learning from each other. And I think it's going to be a new chapter for us in having the information flow back and forth, not top-down, but more bottom-up.
Now, your first article covers three main topics: the use of Web 2.0, the challenge of being a materials professional in a changing field, and the responsibility of meeting societal needs through materials. How can engaging in discussions of these topics with members help TMS to advance the materials profession?
Well, that's a good question you're posing. It's the advancement of the materials profession can mean different things to different people. In my own humble opinion, advancement of the materials profession is for the profession itself, for us as professionals, professionals that are part of a community, the materials science and engineering community, to have a mutual perspective of the world in which we live in. And how do we develop a mutual perspective? How do we raise our consciousness in a mutual way that's communal, if you will? And if you look at the word community, actually, the very first words is about communication. Community, communicate, I think you get the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
With Web 2.0, with these forums that we are experiencing with and experimenting with, I mean, you know, we've had written documents in JOM for years, but with the blogs and the podcasts and all these various methodologies, it's going to allow us to have those communications, to build the community, to build this mutual perspective. The three questions or strategic questions that you mentioned are exactly that. They're questions. We certainly at the TMS officers and board level, we have some thoughts, ideas, but we certainly don't have all the answers. And it is not only important, but a prerequisite for us to make every effort to get the feedback and to get the reaction and commentary from our colleagues and our fellow members so that we can build this community. You know, there are lots of different definitions of what a community is. I heard one recently that says a community is, the definition of community is where people gossip about each other. Well, I would like to think that our definition of community at TMS will be where we are connected with each other and are talking with each other, are communicating with each other, and are building a community that is aware of the world in which we live in.
Yeah. What kind of feedback do you hope to receive from members through this project?
Well, of course, all feedback is good, and but the important thing here is for our members and our colleagues, essentially the TMS community, to understand that we are very serious at the TMS leadership to listen to our members, listen to our community. We want to know what our colleagues are thinking. We are genuine about this, and it should be well understood by our membership that the feedback will not only be listened to, but it will be used to develop our develop our strategies and to develop a consensus about the strategic questions together. So, from experience, on a very personal level here, I usually do not respond to questionnaires and things of that sort, because most of the time I don't think anything's going to happen with them. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I know that some impact will take place because of my input or whatever I say will be listened to and something will happen, I take those questionnaires and feedback seriously and I do respond. I can assuredly tell you here that this effort is not just a an experimentation with Web 2.0 and a Me Too kind of a thing that we're doing at TMS. We're genuine about this effort. We want to hear from our members because we're going to do something with the feedback that we receive. So your voice and your input is really critical, important, appreciated, cherished, and will be used to develop a mutual perspective about our professional society. Thank you.